And today we're talking with David Leiboff. He is the president of Expatacor Services. David, thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, it's interesting. We're talking a little bit about payroll today, but I'm assuming that Expatacor does something with expatriates, as your name implies?
Yes, actually, we do. Expatacor was originally formed about 10 years ago to support the market that deals with the transfer of employees around the world, known as expatriates. We were doing mostly what we refer to as the care and feeding, helping the employees of our clients move from country A to country B and make sure they're taken care of for things like housing and relocation and tax and such. And about 2 years in, we started in 2002, and about 2 years in, our clients began to ask us if we could do payroll services as well. You know, could we pay an employee who was moving from the United States to Mexico compliantly, both in the U.S. and in Mexico? And the next thing you know, we were heavily into the international payroll business.
Well, you know, international travel, which, by the way, I'm actually on my way to Norway in the first week of June, which will be my actual first time over the pond, as they will say. So I can certainly understand the stress that some people sometimes go over, you know, when you're going overseas, because there's a lot to learn. I can only imagine moving over there even gives you more stress. So what key services do your clients seem to demand, you know, from that aspect?
Okay. And again, kind of first splitting it into the human needs side, the employees who are moving are moving to solve a business need, right, to serve their company. And there are complexities associated with that. They're into a new country with different language, different culture. They're moving their family. And they're looking to have support that will allow them to transition to that new location as smoothly as is possible. So the types of support that that employee needs is, what currency am I going to get paid in? How do I find a home? What kind of school curriculum is my child going to go into? Can you find a school that would sort of replicate the curriculum they would have had back here in the U.S. if it's a U.S. outbounder? Because if you think about it, if you go into the Norway school system, it may be first in a different language, most likely, and secondly, it will be potentially following a different curriculum. So these are the kinds of things that are concerning to the employee and his or her family when they move. We have the expertise to be able to take their hands and walk them through all of this as efficiently as possible, so the employee can keep his or her mind on the business need. With regard to payroll, that's a whole nother sort of aside to this, which is very compliance-driven. When you're going to Norway, if you're going there for a long period of time, and Norway then requires that your compensation be reported to them, that has to happen in a way that is seamless to the employee, who would have no idea as to how to deal with the currency or the tax system. And there are policies that companies have and use in order to allow the employee to feel similar to the way that they were at home in terms of net income, and in turn allow the payroll operation, in essence, to report all of the things that are happening to that employee to the location's government that they're going to, so the tax system there, which the compensation there, David, may include housing, it may include cost of living benefits and other things, all have to be reported and taxed appropriately without creating a distraction to the employee or without having the employee feel a financial impact that they weren't expecting.
Well, I'm
and
sure
that's the magic that we perform.
I was going to say that's a very important role that I, you know, when I remember when companies moved me over the years and certainly didn't do any international moves, but did just domestic moves. And even when you're moving domestically, the amount of, you know, time, energy, ideas that need that I didn't never thought of that have to be fixed and checked and reported, and you know, you just don't think about a lot of these things. And you know, this is a very critical service that if a company is doing global, you know, business, that they have to think about.
Yeah, absolutely, and there are services that support this population, which include cultural training. So if you're moving from the United States to Japan or even the United States to England, where you would think it would be similar and it's not, they teach you a little bit about how to get on in that culture, things to do and certainly things not to do that might be offensive to the local population. And language training, of course. You know, there's just all kinds of services that kind of go along and support this population.
Well, you know, having talked about the move that somebody's made, and you're talking about the global payroll as the second part of the business, let me focus on that for a few moments here. You know, the global payroll is, I would think, a hot topic right now, having to do with there is a more global movement of people around the world. It's a global business now. Tell me about what HR people need to think about, or, you know, HR professionals or even business leaders need to think about in terms of really dealing with this critical issue.
So, and I'd be happy to. I think the first thing that one should think about when they think about their international workforce, their global workforce with regard to payroll, is risk management. In other words, are we complying with all of the rules in the location? The second would be cost management. How can we efficiently compensate our employees, and not in terms of the net pay to them, but how do you set up an infrastructure if you have 5 people in country A and 17 people in country B and 300 in C? How do you set up a payroll administrative structure that can pay all of them compliantly and correctly without you know, overpaying for the service? And then the third thing that those employers should be thinking about would be customer satisfaction. If you are operating a payroll globally that is not paying people on time or not reporting to them, you and I would think about a pay slip. If that pay slip doesn't come and they just get a deposit in their account and they can't figure out what they got compensated, and this is especially true for the expatriate population that has to deal with multiple currencies and multiple countries, if they don't have that, they're frustrated and start to ask questions of the employer that sometimes even the you know, the program administrators are unable to answer if they're not running effectively. So it's the risk management, cost management, and the attention to customer satisfaction that are the key aspects of an effective global payroll program.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things you can do wrong as a company when it comes to your employees. Paying them incorrectly is just not one of them.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. So all of this at the end of the day, as we always say in the payroll business, you're only as good as your last transaction. You can't get it wrong.
That's right.
And you need the expertise, and especially for, you know, in this day and age, as you mentioned before, that the companies are going global. Markets at home, you know, dry up competitively very quickly. And they, you know, it's become easier and easier, more easy than ever before to go global, right? You've got to learn how to open up in a new location. But once you're there and you've got employees, you've got to learn how to pay them quickly, correctly, compliantly. It does create frustrations for organizations, you know, to be effective in their new countries if they can't get payroll right. And you'd be surprised how many times it doesn't go correctly for a period of time.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, if with all the regulations, compliance, and rules in the U.S. That everybody is not compliant with, and all the rules and changes that constantly are happening, now throw in about 2 or 3 or 4 other countries. I mean, it's just, it can be a daunting thought, let alone executable.
Yeah, and when we start to think about those other locations, the first locations you or I would be thinking about would be sort of evolved, mature locations like Western Europe, Canada. But the reality is that business is global, and we work with organizations, for example, like drilling companies that are in locations in Africa, like Tanzania, Mauritania, Zambia, where it's you know, even more difficult to figure out exactly how those systems work and make sure that you're dealing with them not only effectively, meaning people are getting paid correctly, but compliantly. And there are a lot of regulatory pressures on organizations that are operating in the less evolved locations, like the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which you know, sort of are making compliance more and more an important item on their international payroll agenda.
So when you're talking to organizations or companies and you're trying to provide them with information as to why they should use your service in this area, what are some of the key takeaways that they could say, yeah, this is why I should go with Expatacor?
Great question. And we are very familiar with well over 100 locations right now where we are either actively operating or are set up to operate, and in many of the locations that I was just speaking about, which not only are the, you know, kind of traditional locations that one would think of, but some of the more exotic ones. We focus on compliance. We focus on getting the service correctly. We focus on you know, keeping cost for the client managed. Not you can make tremendous mistakes in terms of magnitude with expatriates, double paying or paying in two currencies, and we manage all of that effectively for our clients. So these are very complex scenarios that our organization, Expatacor, simplifies and just takes on for our clients, and allows us to serve their employees effectively.
We're talking with David Leiboff. He is the president of Expatacor, and we're going to go to a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to be asking him to provide a great example of a success story that he can tell everybody about and maybe we can relate to. So you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com. And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking with David Leiboff, and he is the president of Expatacor. And we've been talking for the last 20 minutes or so about international relocation and global payroll. And, you know, when we came right before we went on break, I said, you know, Dave, I'd love an example of a success story that you've had that people can say, oh, this is a great example and a reason why Expatacor would be a company that I should talk to. What's that example, Dave?
Great. Thanks, Dave. So a really good example of how we've used all of our services to support one of our clients really is I would give you the example of an organization we've worked with since 2006 called Laureate Education, Inc. Laureate is the largest for-profit provider of, it's the operator of universities in the world. And the organization has grown substantially, sort of astronomically over that period of time, from a few hundred million dollars into a few billion dollar organization. Laureate had made a strategic decision back in 2006 that it did not want to provide expatriate program services internally. It thought that it would take too much time and attention sort of to develop a mature function that could support its expatriates, and they came to Expaticorps to do that outsourced service. As the world's largest operator of universities, and by the way, all of the universities that Laureate operates are outside of the United States, the business of the company was essentially to go out, source universities that it could potentially purchase and operate. And the people involved in that were very critical strategic folks who were very important to the company. And Expaticorps was able to assist Laureate by developing policies that made sense to facilitate the mobility of these individuals around the world, programs to help, again, with, as I mentioned before, with the care and feeding of that population and their families while they were on assignment, and to compliantly, correctly, accurately deliver pay to them in the countries that they were serving in. So where we had begun with Laureate on around 6 or 7 expatriates to begin with, their program now has around 40 to 50, and they are in, more than a dozen countries around the world.
Yeah, that's a great example. I think that, you know, when I think about this, I think about companies could do this themselves, right? I mean, let's be honest, they could, but it would require a massive amount of somebody having knowledge of all these different countries, and the possibility of mistakes, you talk about risk management, is huge. And having an organization that focuses on this day in and day out, this is a great example of why an outsourcing works at times. And I think you're providing a great detail about that type of outsourced services.
Yeah, and that point is when we talk about risk management and we think in terms of compliance, that's sort of one way to think about it. Another really critical one is exactly what you've just mentioned. If the organization, and many do have internal departments created to serve their expats, if that organization loses a key person who either maybe leaves the organization or, you know, God forbid, they get promoted into a new role, and all that institutional knowledge sort of goes along with them, they are at risk for having these errors pop up very quickly within the operation of their program. By utilizing Expaticorps, we operate consistently through organizational change. And again, this is exactly why Laureate appreciates the partnership with us, because as they are continuing to acquire and acquire and acquire more organizations and try to integrate them, we just sort of keep on ticking and continue to operate this program for their very important people quite effectively.
No, absolutely. So let's talk a little about global payroll. I mean, we talked a little bit about it in the first segment, but I wanted to go into the second segment here and talk a little bit about the evolution of global payroll. I know that certainly when I think about payroll a few years ago, maybe even 10 years or 15 years ago, it has evolved dramatically over the last few years. So first of all, what do you see as the evolution for global payroll functions, and where do you see it going?
That's a great question. So what I would say is that over the past maybe 10 years, what has happened is organizations have sort of split into two types. They have decided to set up shared service centers within their own headquarters, typically, or in a third country, where that shared service center is going to operate many of the administrative functions for that organization. It might be finance, legal, accounting, and payroll very often is a piece of that. If they have decided to run into that, organize as a shared services platform, then they will have technology ERPs like Oracle or PeopleSoft or SAP that are gathering HR information, feeding that information to their local, potentially or usually internal payroll administration units in country. That local payroll administration unit is going to process payroll locally and send data back to that ERP for, you know, in the data repository there so that the company can report on it internally. That would be sort of a one model. Okay, that's an internal shared service model. Other organizations, which are not as centralized, want to outsource the either the program management of payroll, meaning, hey, we'll tell you the countries we want you to be in and operate payroll for us, or we will have a program management unit internally that will outsource some of the processing functions. And the difference there is one would be a full BPO outsourcing. They would go to a large Accenture or organizations like this and just say, hey, you handle our outsource, the administrative payroll function for us. And then there's sort of the halfway point, which is more where the program management still sits within the organization. So things like what types of technologies we want to use and whether we want to outsource the local processing or keep it internal would still sit within the organization. But for the actual processing of payroll itself, they will outsource to a company like Expaticor for those organizations or for those countries, I should say, that they have decided that they don't want to administer internally.
Sure. No, I think one of the things that's really interesting about this is, you know, there are companies out there that maybe are thinking about today expanding because, as we have spoken about, it's a global world now. And they may have said to themselves, gosh, I need to think about how I'm going to make this happen. And this is a great piece of information that they may not have thought of outsourcing. They may have said, well, we'll just have to learn all this, we'll have to do this. And it can be really cost effective for an organization to do that and really think about how they can do what they do best and let, you know, a company help them in growing. I mean, that's really what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's right. And you know, there's sort of a finite set of activities that have to be done in order to get up and running in a location. You know, you've got to decide what kind of entity you need. And once you've got that, you've got to register in the location. You've got to come up with roles that you want people to perform, you know, the jobs, and then put together employment agreements for them that are compliant in that location. You've got to figure out what benefits those people need, and then you've got to get payroll up and running. We can help clients do that, to your point, on an outsourced basis very, very efficiently and effectively so that they don't have to learn all of the pieces to that puzzle before they decide to take their first step into a new location.
Great. Well, you know, you can't do this yourself, can you? It takes the people under you. So tell me a little bit about, you know, these people who are employees, the directors, the VPs, the people who do this. It takes somebody who really has an incredible amount of knowledge to be able to run and deal with these type of challenges. So tell me about your company, about your employees.
Okay. So I've got a wonderful staff. We are close to 30 employees in the organization. And they are all passionate about international. It's been said, I've been in this career, in this business, over 30 years, and either people just absolutely are attracted to it or they run as quickly as they possibly can from it. And that has to do with the complexities and issues around language and learning things that are different that you've got to integrate into, you know, how you process on a day-to-day basis. So the first thing is that our employees have passion for international as a business. They are not fearful of complexity and also of gray areas, right? So where in the U.S. side, if you think about payroll, there's rules that are, you know, pretty standardized, and the professionals who are wonderful in the U.S. domestic payroll business understand to a very, very deep, granular level how to process payroll in a variety of situations. We are operating payroll in over 100 countries around the world. How could you possibly really understand the or have the depth of knowledge about how to do all of that accurately in all of these locations? You have to be willing to figure out how to understand what you need to and manage the risk of doing that. And within the typical payroll personality, which is a very, we want rules to follow so that we can process volumes as quickly and efficiently as possible. This is sort of the antithesis of that. There's a lot of gray area. You write the book on it. It's not already been written. And you've got to have people who are comfortable in that sort of environment in order to be effective. And we understand how to find them. And once they get in, they love doing it.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, this has been a topic that was very interesting and provided a lot of information for our guests here on the HR Power Hour. So I want to, again, David Leboff, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today. I appreciate all the information very much.
It's been my pleasure, Dave. I've really appreciated the time. And anybody who wants to contact us can go to our website at www.expaticor.com or send us an email to me directly, dleboff@expaticor.com.
And that's D-L-E-B-O-F-F at expaticor.com. Also, if somebody is interested, they can, of course, go to the HR Power Hour radio site, and they'll be able to find your information there. We will have that information there for them as well, and can also listen to any part of the show at that time. David, thank you very much for being on the show today. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Dave. Have a great day.